What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, February 25th, 2019, start of a brand new week. There's a lot of stuff going on here. And, well, let's just get right into it. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And obviously, we're going to start with Venezuela. I mean, right now, that is clearly, at least in my opinion, the top news story. You wouldn't know it looking at corporate media, which is still obsessing about the Oscars and political infighting and mass shootings from 2 weeks ago and so forth and so on. So over this last weekend, there was an incident at the border between Colombia and Venezuela where some trucks supposedly bearing humanitarian aid tried to cross the border, and they didn't actually get to the border before they were set on fire. And immediately the corporate media was out there saying, oh, there's this evil tyrant Maduro refusing to allow humanitarian aid into his country. Well, Maduro has already said that he thinks that this is covert aid for paramilitary groups. It has come on out that it was the U.S.-backed opposition that set fire to the trucks. This was a staged event for the media. Oh, Maduro is blocking aid. Maduro is blocking aid. How could he do that? And that was further confirmed because the International Red Cross came on out and issued a statement denouncing this aid convoy for using the Red Cross symbols without permission. So this whole thing was a fake from beginning to end. It's another staged event to make Maduro look bad. It's sort of a milder version of Assad's sarin gas here. And the Venezuelan foreign minister, Jorge Areza, is saying, this is a CIA operation. It's a false flag attack to be blamed on the Venezuelan government. And behind all of this wailing and gnashing of teeth about how Maduro will not allow humanitarian aid into the country, it is his country, okay? And there is a little aspect about international law that one needs to keep in mind, and that is that just because you're driving a truck full of food and medicine does not give you authority to cross into another country without that country's permission, period, end of story. Now, aid is getting into Venezuela. It's coming in from Russia and China, other places that are friendly to Venezuela. But the U.S. has not been friendly to Venezuela. And so why would Venezuela want to let those trucks in? But that's something that the corporate media is completely ignoring or refusing to tell you. It's illegal for the United States to simply drive trucks into Venezuela just because it's supposedly humanitarian aid. Now, meanwhile, over the weekend, there were hands-off Venezuela rallies held in cities all around the world, banners out there. People are getting sick and tired of all this interventionism, and it's almost like we've gone back to the 60s and 70s when the United States felt like it was just open season and playing around. They considered South America, our backyard. We can just go mess around there. This, however, looks like it may escalate because you've already got Russia is in there. There are Russian supersonic bombers stationed in Venezuela. Russia certainly has a vested economic interest in Venezuela. And so now we're talking great power politics. So now John Bolton is out there screaming, embrace democracy, Venezuela. Actually, they did that last year when they elected Maduro. Now, right now, Mike Pompeo is down in Bogota, Colombia with Guido, who apparently has decided that he's less likely to suffer harm if he stays in Colombia. But he's meeting with Vice President Mike Pence, who will announce concrete steps for the Venezuela crisis, which the U.S. created. This is how this goes on. The U.S. creates a crisis that we will solve it, usually with bombs. And they're starting to talk about some kind of military intervention. And Mike Pompeo was saying the U.S. intends action against anyone who opposes the peaceful restoration of democracy in Venezuela, by which, of course, he means the installation of U.S. puppet ruler Juan Guaido as the president. That's what's going on here. This is a revival of the old Monroe Doctrine, which, again, goes back to President Monroe, which said, you know, the United States should control this hemisphere. And it's Trump's rush to support Guaido has a rationale that includes both the region's oil reserves and Washington's strategic considerations. But the Trump administration may have jumped the gun and focused on bluntly sponsoring a coup against Maduro. Now, one of the reasons for that may be to distract from the fact that we kind of lost in Syria. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now joining our network. And you remember last week, Donald Trump basically issued a statement to the military in Venezuela, you know, desert Maduro or bad things will happen to you. And Venezuela's armed forces basically have rejected that. I saw a headline in one newspaper saying, you know, over 120 of Venezuela's military have now defected. 120, I mean, talk about that. But apparently there was a press conference in Caracas. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez, and he was being flanked by all these commanders from all the branches of the military, said that Washington will not be able to install a puppet and anti-patriotic government. They'll have to step over our dead bodies first. So it's getting serious. All right, let's take a phone call. Don in the Philippines. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, I believe that Trump is trying to, he thinks he's Ronald Reagan. He's trying to channel Ronald Reagan. Remember, Reagan did not, he did not, at least he did not go invade in the Middle East, but he did have his little adventures in Grenada and in Nicaragua. And this is an old tradition that goes back a long ways. Is it bad? Yes, it's bad. I don't think it's as bad for these to mess around with these South American countries, these Latin American countries. I don't think it's as bad as the whole Middle Eastern mess that we got into over there.
And well, I think Trump, I think it's just as much of a sin or a crime to invade somebody else's country to steal their resources, and maybe the scale of the situation in Venezuela has yet to equal the scale of what we saw in Iraq and Syria and Libya and so forth. But we've already got, I think it's Bolton is talking about going back into Nicaragua and trying to overthrow Cuba. I mean, they could ignite the entire Caribbean into a regional war, and that puts it right on the border with the United States. So, again, they're going about all of this so recklessly. It could all spiral out of control. I think the Mideast is on the verge of turning into a regional war.
Yeah. Trump, he's showed signs that he's trying to get out of Syria. I mean, he said that over and over again. We're leaving Syria. He called in the generals and had a photo op with the generals telling them we're going to get out of Syria. But they just won't do it. That's what goes on with the military. You tell somebody something, they say, they salute smartly and say, yes, we will follow your order, and then they just don't follow your order, and that's, he's finding out that that's, the only thing he can do is start firing a lot of generals. He doesn't have the will to start firing people. He showed that.
He's showing once again, he's a week later. I mean, now we've got the Pentagon is out there saying, you know, maybe we don't want to go along with building this whole wall thing. We'll be talking about that later in the show.
Right, the Pentagon is not doing what he wants. They're just not doing it. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Wait a minute. Trump's the commander-in-chief. He put people in that he knows won't listen to him, so he's responsible. If you put Bolton and Pompeo and Elliot Abrams in, they're going to do their own thing, then you know they're not going to follow what he says, so why would he put him in the first place? Trump's a lost cause. There was plenty of people Trump could have put in, Ray McGovern, William Binney for the NSA, you know, Ray McGovern for the CIA, and other people from the Pentagon that could have got things done. He didn't do that. That makes Trump responsible for doing that, okay?
Yes.
Everybody, you know? And, Mike, with Venezuela, did you see Max Blumenthal? He went into, like, a food store in Venezuela. It was stocked full of stuff.
I was about to come to that because, you know, we're being fed all this propaganda about, oh, those poor, we must go save those poor, suffering Venezuelan people. Well, how about we go save those poor, suffering Palestinian people? Why are they kind of off the list of people we've got to take care of?
What about the Syrian people? When's the last time we brought them aid, Mike? Did we ever bring them aid?
We haven't. Everybody else has. The United States has not.
And the British hasn't. The British hasn't. I think France and Russia brought Syria aid. More Russia did.
Yep.
And China. But Britain didn't bring squat. And neither did the U.S. because they're on the same page. But, Mike, I looked at the video. They got stockpile of wine. They got meat on the shelves, bananas, yogurt. You name it, they got it. So.
Yeah.
CNN says, oh, they need the basic, you know, they got toilet paper. Well, they need what, toothbrushes? They got them. They got everything. Sure, there's hyperinflation,
yes.
But, you know, but that's from the economic sanctions that devalued their, you know, the bolivar, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what a joke, Mike. Like, everybody needs to go look at the Gray Zone on YouTube, look up Max Blumenthal, and watch the video. Because it's very basic to figure out what's going on. It's just like with Iraq, Mike. It's like economic warfare, starving the people. But maybe they're not starving like in Venezuela. I mean, like I said, the shelves are stocked. But, Mike, have a good show. Everybody needs to watch that Max move because it's very important people watch that video, Mike. That tells you everything besides what the media is telling you. All right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now. Actually, there are a lot of reporters who are in Venezuela who are starting to come on out and say, look, the conditions here are not what you're being told they are. They are much, much better. You know, it's not great, obviously, with the hyperinflation. Article coming on out of Global Research, the war on Venezuela is built on lies. But then aren't they all, I mean, just stop and think about it for a moment. If Donald Trump got up at the Oval Office and said to the American people, we're going to invade Venezuela because we want their oil, would you go along with that? Of course not. Every ruler in history who initiates a war has to lie and trick his people into it. That's why we have USS Maine and Spanish Mine that didn't exist. The Lusitania smuggling weapons to Britain and deliberately sent to where the U-boats were known to be hunting. Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's sarin gas, Pearl Harbor not really being a surprise after all, and on and on. All wars are started with lies, and this is just another one. Now, if Guido and his CIA people grab power, it will be the 68th overthrow of a sovereign government by the United States, most of them democracies. See, that's the thing. You're being told, oh, we're bringing democracy to these people. They had democracy. What they wind up with after the U.S. intervention is a dictatorship. Iran is a classic example. Prior to 1953, Iran was a democracy. Mohammad Mossadegh was elected to his office. Then he refused to give discounted pricing on the oil to American and British oil companies. He was overthrown in the coup, and they installed the Shah of Iran, who ruled with an iron fist and the Savak secret police until the Iranian Revolution of 1979. So here's another story about the propaganda. Again, Global Research. And it's a guy who's in Caracas, and he's reading the online edition of Time magazine, which was claiming that you couldn't even find things like aspirin anywhere in Venezuela. So this reporter walks out of the apartment, four blocks away to the nearest pharmacy, shelves stocked full of aspirin. Then a couple of days later, CNBC carried a claim there was no acetaminophen to be found anywhere. Basic things like Tylenol aren't even available. That must have taken Pfizer by surprise, since they have a Venezuelan subsidiary. So this guy walks back to the pharmacy. Sure enough, the shelves are stocked with acetaminophen. It's just more lies. And this guy said that he actually bought all these products in their Venezuelan packaging to take home with him to show people that it was all just lies here. Over in Bolivia, their president is saying that this claim the U.S. is sending humanitarian aid really doesn't make sense. It seems to be a double standard. He's saying it because the United States first strangled the country's economy with sanctions, and then they're sending in humanitarian aid. It seems to be a display of double moral standards. Well, yes, and that's one of the reasons why we kind of knew there was something iffy about this whole humanitarian aid thing to begin with. They're trying to make it the issue that will motivate Americans to support a military intervention. He won't let in the Band-Aids. He doesn't have to. It's his country. And according to these reports we're getting from Global Research, there are plenty of Band-Aids in those pharmacies as well here. Now, it looks like, especially since that video came out showing that it was the U.S.-backed opposition that actually set fire to those trucks. And by the way, a reminder, that bridge has always been closed. It's never been open to traffic. Why they chose that one is a mystery, but because of disputes between Venezuela and Colombia, even though they built that bridge, it's never been open to traffic. So all those barricades and everything that you saw there, they weren't put up recently. They've been there for a very, very long time. And now the Trump administration, apparently throwing a tantrum, is threatening to deport the family members of Venezuelan military officials, including some who live in the Miami area, who don't disobey the Maduro government and allow aid from the United States to enter Venezuela. We're talking about relations of these Venezuelan officials who live here in the United States. And the Trump administration is saying, turn on your leader, commit treason, or we're going to kick your families out of this country and back to Venezuela. Nasty stuff here. Mike Pompeo is out there bloviating. Maduro's days are numbered. And apparently Guaido is now formally requesting U.S. liberation of Venezuela. See, we're coming to liberate you. We're going to, first of all, liberate you from all that oil. And then we're going to liberate you from what's left of your freedoms and whatever's left of your money. And you're going to have a nice, pleasant, calm life, just like you Chile had under Pinochet. So there is a new hashtag, of course, going viral out there in social media, hashtag no blood for oil. And people understand what this is about. This is all about oil and money. It's not about democracy. It's not about Maduro being an evil tyrant. It's not about people starving, because if the U.S. government were really concerned about people starving, they would do something about Palestine. So the U.S. is trying to pull together what they laughingly call the international community to join in the liberation effort of Venezuela. This is a diplomatic siege with the aim of regime change, with the possibility it could escalate into the use of military force. Now, Russian media is claiming, based on a leak, that the United States plans to depose Maduro next month. Whether it'll be a decapitation strike into Caracas or an assassination attempt, but that apparently is the timetable. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And apparently, Maria Zakharova, who's the spokeswoman for the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, is out there tweeting that Russian intelligence says the U.S. government is, in fact, moving special forces to the borders of Venezuela along with military equipment. So it looks like full-on invasion, and it could turn into another Vietnam. Because what I expect Putin will do is exactly what he did in Syria, supply the other side, and just wear the United States down in a war of attrition. And Putin also understands that the United States traditionally does not do very well in jungle warfare. Now, the sure sign that there's going to be an actual invasion will be if U.S. warships start streaming into the Caribbean. Because if you look at the map of Venezuela and how close Caracas is to the Caribbean, you know, coming in from the ocean side makes a lot more sense than coming in from the Colombian border. But that's just my opinion. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, there might be a lot of food on the shelves, but how many people are in the checkout line with the 80,000% hyperinflation going on? Nobody can afford to buy it.
Well, that's not what the media was claiming. The media was claiming that you couldn't find food and aspirin and acetaminophen, and it was clearly not true. And I haven't watched the Max Blumenthal video all the way through, but at some point I imagine he does show the checkout lines. Again, we cannot take anything that we're being told about Venezuela by the corporate media or the government at face value. We know they lie Absolutely. To start these wars, and we have to be very, very careful that we don't just say, oh, 80,000% inflation rate. Maybe not. We don't know for a fact until we hear it from Venezuela itself.
Well, I don't doubt it. With the sanctions that the U.S. put on, they had and the oil prices low, they had to print money to make up the shortfall, and that's what happened.
But, well, I know that's what had to happen. How much of it they had to do, again, we don't really know. But, you know, 80,000% sounds more like propaganda than a hard economic number. Again, we have to be careful. When we hear it from Venezuela itself, you know, then we've got a solid source. Right now, you absolutely cannot believe anything that's coming in over corporate media or from the government. The only thing corporate media gets right are the sports scores and the weather, and frankly, they're not all that good on the weather.
Absolutely. It's almost like, you know, hey, this Syria thing's getting too tough. We're having a tough time. We didn't think we would. We need a victory. So let Venezuela is on the list down the line somewhere. Let's go down there and get a quick victory because we really need it bad. We've had all these failures before. It's almost like you're doing that. And
it almost felt like it was a rush job that, you know, Syria is now off the corporate media radar. And the fact that we didn't win there, the last pocket of ISIS is about to be cleaned out. They're hanging on to the civilians as human shields. But it's only a matter of time. This thing is over. Assad won. The United States lost. And the United States is losing in Afghanistan as well. Let's start another war in Venezuela as a distraction. It's like after the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, which was a huge embarrassment to the United States. 24 hours later, we invade Grenada.
Right. And just the last comment I got is that oath that Pompeo took at the U.S. Military Academy, I will not lie, cheat, or steal. It sounds like he's forgotten that, or he assumed that after he graduated, it didn't apply anymore because he's done all three.
Oh, yeah. You know, once you cross into Washington, D.C., you know, lying and cheating, that's part of the job description.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to let you go. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And again, we all know the extent to which we have been lied to through the years by this government and by the corporate media. Crazed loan assassins, Spanish mines, poison gas. That's how they start these wars. And the government and the corporate media are going to say and create anything they think it's going to take to get you to say, well, we have no choice but to go into Venezuela. Because that's it. Because if you had a choice, you're going to say, stay home. Keep our kids home. Keep our money inside our country. Enough of this already. I'm expecting there to be a false flag in the United States blamed on Venezuela. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Listen, I've been following this both on the internet, and then I was listening earlier today to Alex Jones and to...
okay, David Mark, Knight. I got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Just stay on the line. We'll come right back to you after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Mark in North Carolina about Venezuela and lies. And Mark, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was going to mention on InfoWars, first of all, David Knight was good. I mean, he said this concert was fake. It was not 250,000 people. At the most, they had, about 15,000. The incident with the so-called supplies was basically a false flag.
Yes.
And he's good, and that we need to stay out of it. Okay. He didn't exactly praise Maduro, but I don't care whether you like Maduro or not. The idea is it's none of our business. Now, Alex Jones, at the same time, basically said, he believes we need regime change. He actually backed it up and said probably in about a week the AC-130s are going to start kind of cutting down the I didn't post it on my Facebook that I'm, as far as Alex Jones, I'm done with him. That he's sold out, not the guy he used to be. I don't know what's happening, whether he's been bought off or what, but I'm finished with him. And I tried to call him, but I couldn't get through. I couldn't, he wouldn't take the call. Let's put it like this. I went to the gym, worked out, I don't take my phone in there with me when I do that. So, I wasn't going to wait. But the thing is, the man's going to be, I don't think he was a fake all along. I think the man meant well 3 years. He's the one who warned about Iran-Contra and the drug smuggling.
It
had to do with Gary Webb, which was the first, you know, about Nicaragua, about trying to overthrow the Nicaraguan government and all that. How did Pope was brought back in the United States and actually started the, what do you call it, the crack epidemic. And he had Gary Webb through the years before he was murdered. And I don't think he commits suicide. You don't commit suicide with two shots to the back of the head. And
no, you don't.
He had three-way Ricky Ross, the real three-way Ricky Ross, not the flat ex-cop there, that rapper, you know? The real guy on. He'd have guests like this on all the time. But lately, that's not the case anymore. He's not, you know, and like you said, I never thought he was a real, you know, a Zionist, but I'm beginning to believe he really is that, too, because he actually praised somebody like a billionaire thug like Sheldon Adelson. Recently.
Well, Alex Jones has been a Zionist all along. In fact, if you go on out to YouTube and you search for Alex Jones Israel, you'll find this video from very, very early in his career where he's just declaring that, you know, he supports Israel. He's a friend of Israel. He'll always support Israel. And I think that's, you know, he was sending out a message, you know, I'm willing to play ball, you know, to get along with my career. And that was the issue which ultimately led to Alex Jones and I kind of splitting up because, you know, Alex is the one who got me in, started in talk radio more than 10 years ago over at Genesis, for which I'll always be grateful. And I'd been on his show previously several times, but we sort of clashed swords over what was going on in Israel, and ultimately that's why he stopped talking to me.
But he's also the one that, as a matter of fact, I only learned about the dancing Israelis from him. From why, you know, from him. You know, I didn't know about that before that. Now I know plenty about it. I mean, it's all, you can still find it on YouTube because no matter how they try to suppress it, somebody keeps on posting it back up there. And I'm passing around to friends of mine, sharing it with friends and letting them know what's really going on. But the fact of the matter is that so he has. He did stuff like that also. But I don't know. He seems to be working from both sides at times. But the thing with Trump now, he's become such a sycophant of Trump. I think that's one of his things. And I think he's power hungry, too. He wants to expand his empire more and more. And he wants to get in there with the mainstream talk radio, too. He wants to get in good with the Rushes, the phony, you know, phonies like that, and Sean Hannity's and Beck. Glenn Beck, a psychopath like Glenn Beck, Levin, and all the rest of them. Savage is a little better than the others, okay? But these guys, this is who he seems to want to fit in with these days. And it's a shame, because I'm telling you this. Trump launches an attack on Venezuela. He can kiss any chance of having a second term goodbye, right? He's done. He just might as well wrap himself up and get. And also, by the way, I think it would make Tulsi Gabbard the next president of the United States, because it's not going to be that easy. They may be able to roll in, of course, because Venezuela and the military doesn't have the power to stand up to the United States for any length of time. But once you're in there, now
that's what they said about North Vietnam.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get in there, that's when the guerrilla war starts. Even with Iraq, that's when the guerrilla war starts. That's when troops start getting killed, maimed, and other things. That's when the frustration starts with American troops, when they start getting the PTSD, because they start having to shoot civilians and who knows what. That's when the people get fed up. And also, you got to look at the possibility of Iran. He still wants to go after Iran. He's still got that crazy Bolton who wants to go after Iran on top of it. And, of course, there's always the possibility that we could go into World War III with Russia. And Russia is very prepared if that happens. So I mean, the guy has got to, you know, somebody's got to get to Trump. Now I've tweeted him. I've tweeted him. Get out of Syria. Leave Venezuela alone. Leave Iran alone. And I'm hoping other people do it too. And I've tried to call the White House to tell them that also. You know, but it's hard to get through the switchboard there. By the way, 1-2-1-2-0-2-4-5-6. 1111. That's the White House switchboard, folks. You want to call? Okay. And that's the only thing. Maybe we can do. Maybe we can stop this nonsense, because this seems to be this is on a train.
You're an optimist here, but at this point, it should be obvious. I mean, the vast majority of the country have been screaming, stop all these wars for years now, for a decade at least. And our government isn't listening. The government is listening to the military-industrial complex. They're listening to the bankers. They're basically, from their point of view, the nation hovers on the edge of bankruptcy. We don't have the manufacturing to pull out of the debt. Other countries are refusing our agricultural exports because of GMO, as well as the tariffs have also taken a toll on that. So the only thing left is to go on into other countries and basically grab their wealth to use to pay our bills.
But you see, that might work with some, you know, let's say Nazi Germany was all for, that was okay with them as long as they were winning, until they start getting their butts kicked. And it was a different thing. But Americans are like that. We don't believe in that. We believe the average everyday person just wants to be left alone, doesn't want war, doesn't want to grab other people's stuff. They just want to be, you know, we don't want this. This is not, we're not a militaristic, we're the people are not a militaristic in this country.
And unfortunately, the tone and character of the country is set by the government, and that's true of all nations. And there are a lot of people in Israel, for example, who completely disagree with what Netanyahu and the Knesset are doing. But Netanyahu doesn't listen to them any more than, Trump is listening to us. They're all listening to their advisors and mostly to their, you know, their financial supporters, their campaign donors who basically bought them at the last election. And it just seems like we've got all these world leaders right now who are thinking, you know, a good war is what I need right now. And that's why we have all these flashpoints getting ready to go. And as far as I can see, it's really only a matter of time before it truly is a world war. In which case, it is a world war already. It's just kind of low key and fragmented. And, you know, they're hoping to slip it by without you noticing it. But people are noticing it.
But see, Mike, once the war starts, you know, dwelling on, and the body bags start coming back, the seriously wounded start coming back, and when the soldiers themselves start making noise that they're tired of this, that's when they'll start paying attention.
Remember Iraq? They were bringing the body bags back in the dead of night, and the media wasn't covering it. This is all being hidden. We still don't know how many Americans died in the Iraq War. We don't even know how many Iraqis died in the Iraq War. But we won't find out until history, you know, looking back.
But it was the Iraq War and Iraq and Afghanistan, mostly Iraq at the time, that actually cost the Republicans the Senate and the Congress and the House back in 2006. And it would have cost Bush the presidency if they didn't have an idiot like John Kerry, a phony like John Kennedy, I mean, John Kerry running against him. I mean, it was Kerry who actually, you know, who said, who wants to be the last one to die for a mistake during the Vietnam War after when he was head of the Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and then he starts talking about all the stuff that we need to go after Assad and Syria and all that. The man's a phony, and people saw through him. It's the only reason Bush was... And also a member of Skull and Bones like Bush, and people saw it to him. It's the only reason Bush got a second term. Other than that, he'd have been history right there. And in 2006, the Congress went down into a flame, you know, the Republican Congress went down in a flaming defeat. So people do wise up after a while. Unfortunately,
well, you know, back in 2006, a lot of people were still laboring under the illusion that the Republicans were the war party. But as we have seen throughout the Obama administration, the Democrats have become just as much war hawks as anybody else. The neocons are just pretty much everywhere, from at least in terms of the government up and corporations. We are a warrior society now. That's where all the money is being made. That's where all the money is being invested. What people really want is illustrated by what they spend their money on. And what is our government spending our money on? More wars, more military equipment.
But you know, the Democrats were a little bit different then, okay? As a matter of fact, I've seen a video of Joe Biden threatening Bush that if he starts a war with Iran, this is during, you know, when it, that they were going to start impeachment proceedings. Now, of course, he's the biggest war hawk going, Biden. So he's a,
yeah.
You know, like I said, we're all hypocrites, basically. Biggest hope, I think, is Tulsi Gabbard. I think, I hope it doesn't take a, I pray that it doesn't get a, take a war to get the country ready to vote for her for president. We really, other than that, I don't have much faith in Bernie Sanders, because he seems to be flip-flopping all over the place about these wars also. I just feel that we're going to, you know, we're in bad trouble. I don't think it's going to get to a nuclear confrontation with Russia, but I couldn't guarantee that either. Because,
well, I sure you hope know, you're right, because I got a first strike target right out that window there.
Oh,
anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We got a lot of stuff to get through today, and I've got one more caller. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. Good day. Yeah, your caller about the Venezuela situation. Yeah, I agree with you on this, Michael, that the Cubans, Maduro has 40,000 Cuban special security around him, and Maduro is using the Cubans to prop up his regime. But I will say this.
Well, wait a minute. Where did you get that?
That's been all over, Michael. So I guarantee it's over 40,000.
No. That's not what I asked you. Where are you getting this information?
That was on Matt Drudge. That was on Breitbart. That was on all the news outlets. I've seen it on all of them.
Okay. The reason I'm being cautious about it is because, you know, Bolton has already indicated that Cuba is now in the United States crosshairs as well. So, I mean, they've been talking about Hezbollah is down in Venezuela. I mean, that one is pathetically transparent fiction.
Yes. Well, let's listen to this, Michael. We know who Fidel Castro Ruz and Raul Castro Ruz are. Okay, we know they didn't even go by the name Castro when they were young men. They went by the name Ruz. If you check that out, you understand where I'm coming from. Give me a minute. I live in South Florida. I know what's going on. I know this very well, what's happening, actually. As far as Venezuela is concerned, yeah, there's a food problem over there. The people, the regime they have in there are a bunch of imbeciles. But I will say this much. If there wasn't oil in Venezuela, I don't think the United States didn't do much to help Cuba out, did they? Over the last 60 years, there's been an embargo. Okay,
and yeah, it's the U.S. embargo. The reason Cuba has been kept poor is the U.S. embargo. And Tom, I got to let you go. I want to get back to the news here because I've got an illustration coming up exactly of what we're talking about. So thanks an awful lot for the phone call. If we want to find out what U.S. interventions are like and what is going to be the future of the Venezuelan people, we need to turn to the history books. And this also applies to every other South America, well, any country in the world the United States has gone into. It has not made life better for the people. So back in 1973, the U.S. supported a coup d'etat in Chile. And they deposed the democratically elected Allende and put in a military junta headed by General Augusto Pinochet. Just a couple of weeks after that, Pinochet ordered a hike in the price of bread of 264% while freezing wages, and basically drove the entire country into abysmal poverty, along with other reforms like privatization, price liberalization, basically allowing private corporations to come on in and turn Chile into just another feeding ground here. That's what happens when the U.S. goes into a country. That's what the U.S. wanted to do in Cuba. That's what they had in Cuba under Batiste. Organized crime was down there with their hotels in Havana. Harbor or Havana, the casinos, all kinds of stuff going on down there. More wide open than Las Vegas was. And Batiste was, you know, selling Cuba's agricultural produce to American companies like United Fruit and PepsiCo at way below market rates, allowing these corporations to become highly profitable while impoverishing the people of Cuba. That's the U.S. model. That's what led to the Cuban Revolution. And after Fidel Castro took over, he wanted to normalize relations with the United States, would be the smart thing to do. And the United States said, well, you're going to have to continue allowing the mafia to run their casinos, and you're going to have to continue selling the agricultural produce, mostly sugar, at below market rates. And Castro said, no, I've got to rebuild this nation. And that's when the embargo went on in, and that's what drove Cuba into the Soviet sphere of influence, a mistake we seem about ready to repeat. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Actually, we're going to go ahead and close the lines for a bit because I've got a lot of news to get through today, and I don't want to be taken off topic. So getting on back to Venezuela, kind of wrapping up on that here. Over in Ukraine, their foreign minister, Pavel Klimkin, was making a speech about Venezuela in which he called Maduro a usurper. See, that's the big lie. He's a tyrant. He's a dictator. He's a usurper. No, he won his election last year. in what international observers said was one of the fairest, most verifiable, transparent election systems on earth. Jimmy Carter has said Venezuela's election system is great. Carter's also said the U.S. election system is the worst. So, anyway. Saddam Hussein's granddaughter is also out there saying the whole world has seen the outcome of U.S. occupation. Talking about what Iraq was like before the U.S. came there and what it's been like ever since. You have to disabuse yourself of the notion that the U.S. invading another country is a favor to that country's people. It is not. It brings poverty. It brings destruction. Infrastructure is destroyed. Historical buildings destroyed. It demoralizes the people. No, war is not a blessing. There's no way to wrap it up in any kind of ribbons or glitter that says, hey, this is new improved war. This is good war. No. Not when you're invading another country to steal its resources. One of our callers before was talking about this Richard Branson Venezuela aid concert. And they had a claim that there were 200,000 people showed up. Well, it wasn't anywhere near that much, and the Washington Post had to quietly delete that article from their website after making that claim. Again, it's all lies. Remember The Matrix, the movie The Matrix? You're living in one right now. Because you look at these flat screens in front of you, and you think that's the real world. And no, it isn't. It's the world that the government and the corporate media choose to show you, to get you to do what they want you to do. Got to hone those critical thinking skills here. Anyway, the Russian military has confirmed that Syria successfully repelled an Israeli missile attack, and apparently none of Israel's attackers achieved their objectives. This was in a southern region. All the missiles were intercepted. None hit their targets. Apparently, the missiles were launched from the Mediterranean by four Israeli Air Force F-16 fighters. So Israel just keeps on poking. Over in Lebanon, a high-ranking member of the Lebanese Hezbollah resistance movement says that it is the United States that is the main cause that the crisis persists in Syria, that the U.S. is hindering the settlement. We'll be right back after station identification.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.